This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for years I've been talking about how we're becoming more attention deficit. We're becoming more spacey. We're not using our memories as much as we used to because we're so reliant on our cell phones. We're becoming more addicted to our cell phones. Well, now there's a study saying that social media is driving Americans insane. They say if you pull out your phone to check Twitter while waiting for the light to change, or you're reading emails while brushing your teeth, you might be what the American Psychological Association calls a quote-unquote constant checker. And chances are, it's hurting your mental health. Absolutely. Right now, I'm checking my phone. Checking my phone, your show stinks. Okay, there we go. Yeah, see, I'm checking my phone. I'm checking my text. I'm checking, but, you know, here's my problem. My life is very busy. You know, I mean, I got a lot going on. I got listeners listening. I got, people working on the show. I teach. I have students. I have family. I have, so much going on in my life that the only way they could communicate with me is through my phone, either by email, text. And so I wouldn't say that I'm, undergoing a big mental illness transformation. I just have to make sure these people can contact me. But could I lay off? Could I just shut the phone off? I have. Do I like it? No, I don't. I don't like it at all. Last week, the APA, which is the American Psychological Association, released a study finding that Americans were experiencing the first, the first statistically significant stress increase in the survey's 10-year history. In January, 57% of respondents of all political stripes said the U.S. political climate was a very or somewhat significant source of stress, up from 52% who said the same thing in August. On Thursday, the APA released the second part of its findings, Stress in America Coping with Change, and it examined the role technology and social media play in the stress levels. And they said social media skyrocketed from 7% back in the year 2005. I didn't even think social media existed back in the year 2005. Didn't Facebook come out? Oh, no, there was MySpace. Yeah, but nobody even used MySpace. I didn't. All right. So they said 7% used social media back in 2005 to 65% in the year 2015. I would even venture to say even more. For those in the 18 years old to 29 range, the increase is larger. It went from 12% to 90%. They said an increase in social media usage obviously is hardly surprising. They say the number of people who can't tear away themselves is stark. Nowadays, 43% of Americans say they are checking their emails, texts, and social media accounts constantly, and their stress levels are paying for it. On a 10-point scale, constant checkers reported an average stress level of 5.3. For the rest of Americans, the average stress level was 4.4. They say the highest stress levels are reserved for those who constantly check their work email on days off. Their average stress level is 6. See, but that's my problem. If I'm off work when other people are working, but I still do work, on the weekend. If I get emails from the boss, I mean, I'm going to stop everything and look at that email from the boss. I mean, I'm not going to mess with that. So that is stressful. If I get an email from the boss, it's stressful. All right. So they say, for those of you who think it's pleasant to work from home on a Saturday afternoon, you're fooling yourself because you're going to burn out. 42% of constant checkers specifically point to political and cultural discussions as causing stress, and the impacts play out in real life. Okay, guys, here's the problem. What's going on social media and politics is now becoming our entertainment. Okay, I don't mind you guys constantly looking. I understand that now, if you don't respond back to a text, in society, now that's considered rude. All right, as opposed to, you know, in the olden days, you could answer a person's phone call, and you could do that at your own leisure, and it could take a week or two, or you could write a letter, and that could take weeks to get back. But now, you need to respond fairly quickly. And if you don't, see, for me, it's not that if I don't respond quickly, it's not that I'm worried people are going to think I'm rude, because I could always do a makeup email that, you know, makes them fall in love with me again. But my problem is I'll forget. Where I think this is really holding true is if I don't email you back now, I am going to have 150 other emails by tonight before yours, and I won't scroll down. And that's a big problem. I teach students at Toro Medical School. And it's very interesting to me because now the interactions with the teachers are through email. Well, how many teachers do these students have? Not to mention other student emails, not to mention dean emails, etc. So now they're getting all these emails, and if they're in class and they can't read them for hours, they have tons more emails on top of that. And so you end up, for me, I'm like, you know what, I better just answer them back now, because if not, I'm going to forget, and then somebody's going to say, what, you didn't answer my email. You're like, you don't understand, I get so many emails that I completely spaced. So we have an issue, you know, and the other thing, too, is now this is our entertainment. This is our, when we get bored at work, when we get bored at a stoplight, you know, I can't tell you how many people, we're at a stoplight or we're in traffic. And sitting in traffic is just too boring for people. And we aren't bored anymore. All right? It is almost impossible to be bored. If you have a computer, if you have Netflix, if you could go outside, now there are so many options for people that if they're in a situation like traffic and they're bored, they're going to go to their phones. A song on a radio doesn't cut it anymore, unless it's a song that they like. And now people are very used to being stimulated like a couple different ways. While they're watching Netflix, they're on their phone and they're on their computer. So now people use multiple modalities or multiple forms of communication at the same time. So I think I may have to agree with the American Psychological Association, but I think something else is going on here. 1-877-DR-ALEC. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're just talking about social media making people stressed. Another headline today says long-term stress might be making you fat. Well, of course it does, because of the cortisol. Apparently, constant stress raises cortisol levels, and we're finding that that's what's also probably causing us to have a lot more abdominal obesity. According to CNN, English researchers compared stress levels and body weight of more than 2,500 men and women over age of 54 who participated in the English longitudinal study of aging. The study, published Thursday in the journal Obesity, looked at the levels of a stress hormone called cortisol, and they were able to check for cortisol in their hair. We found levels of cortisol in the hair
to be positively and significantly correlated to larger waist circumference and higher body mass index, or BMI. This is according to author Sarah Jackson, research associate at the Institute of Epidemiology and Health at University College London. These results provide consistent evidence that chronic stress is associated with higher levels of obesity. Now, we've talked about cortisol. It's a hormone produced in the adrenal glands. It's released into the bloodstream during times of stress. And so what it does is it helps us during stressful times regulate our blood pressure, make sure we have steady supplies of sugar, because the more cortisol, the more sugar we make. And it helps kind of give us an energy boost when we're in the middle of an emergency. So cortisol is very, very important. We don't want to get rid of cortisol. We need cortisol. All right, we need that. It's a hormone, and it helps produce steroids that we need, and it's a very, very vital hormone. However, unfortunately, you can have some other issues, such as weight gain and making too much sugar. So the release of cortisol is triggered by receptors that are, I guess, densely located in fat that surrounds your organs, called visceral fat. So if cortisol is triggered there and the receptors are there, then the more weight gain you have, the more cortisol, and vice versa. So you see how it could be a vicious cycle. Cortisol could be tested in your saliva, in your urine, in your blood, but it only, you know, kind of captures a snapshot of time. So sometimes what we have to do are like 24-hour tests. Or if we do hair will, I guess cortisol has been detected in hair follicles, and apparently hair that's, you know, would correlate, let's say, to about 2 months of growth, could look at cortisol over that period of time. So they think high cortisol exposure may play a role in the maintenance of obesity. So, they talk more about here with, you know, stress, et cetera. This is something I cannot stress enough with you guys. And sorry for using the word stress, right? We will die early deaths if we don't get our stress down. All we hear about in the news and in these medical stories, and we've been hearing this for decades, is you need to lower your stress or you're going to die of a heart attack. Now, maybe back in the 70s, we thought it's because stress would increase your blood pressure, which it does, and the blood pressure could cause you to have a stroke or a heart attack. That's true. But now we're learning that it's the inflammatory process as well, or it's the hormonal interaction with our body, or it could have to do with our sugar and our insulin. But the one thing that keeps being a constant theme throughout all these decades is stress. Stress is bad. It's the one thing we've agreed upon. You know, even back in the 1940s, that cartoon that they showed girls in school about their periods and being healthy, you know, they always recommended taking a walk outside. Go outside and get some sunlight. Now, that actually helps with stress. I know you and I are scared to death of melanoma. I get that. I'm scared to death, too. All right? You know, and so, you know, we tell everybody to cover up and use sunscreen, and then we just don't feel right. We don't feel like we're getting the proper, sunlight and vitamin D conversion, etc. But when we go outside for a walk, you know, people say, I got to go and take a walk. When you go outside for a walk, not only is the walk beneficial, right, or the sunlight if it's during the day, but just the idea of getting out of that situation and going for a walk, I'm finally watching Homeland because I figured out how to get Showtime on demand because I haven't had Showtime. And I just got through season one, and I guess she was all upset about something that she goes for a walk. She goes, I just got to go for a walk. And I think about that, like, I haven't done that in ages where I just go outside for a walk. Now, true, I don't want to get mugged or you know, attacked, and so a lot of us don't go outside anymore, which we should. But, that's what you used to do. You used to go outside for a walk. You know, when I was pregnant with my first child, we always walked, my husband and I, and we lived in an area that wasn't bad, but there were people throwing beer bottles at us when they drove by. I mean, you know, so you never felt safe. And, you know, we're like, okay, well, I guess we got to stop walking at night, because somebody's going to throw empty beer bottles at. I guess throwing empty beer bottles at pedestrians is a fun thing to do for kids these days. Who knew? And I'm like, wait a second. Don't you guys know I used to be cool in school? Okay, really? I would be the one that would want to throw the bottles. Really? You guys are throwing the bottles at me? But it doesn't matter. I'm not cool anymore. I was a pregnant woman. So, a lot of us don't do that anymore. But
just, we have got to do something with our stress. And, you know, we were just talking about social media. Yes, social media makes it worse. This is ridiculous. Where now we're looking at our phones. This is where we're getting our news. You know, I wanted to watch, you know, Fox News because Alan Combs died. And Alan Combs, you know, who we've talked about, comedian, stand-up comedian, radio host, TV political commentator. Many of us remember him from Hannity and Holmes show on Fox. Real good guy. And, you know, so I wanted to put the news on to listen to that, and they did a real nice tribute. But every time I put on the news, you know, usually it's all about politics, it's all about Trump. I want to kind of hear more about what's going on in California and the flooding, et cetera. But it's just all about the politics. And that's very, very frustrating to me. Because I continue to watch. Of course I'm going to continue to watch. It's the news. The news now is our main form of entertainment. More people watch the news than anything else. Now, yeah, and then we watch funny news. Daily Show. What's that Sunday night show with that one comedian, the British comedian? John Oliver. You know, so a lot of us will now even watch funny news. We find that entertaining. Yeah, I remember years ago watching Saturday Night Live, the spoofs of Jimmy Carter. Yeah, I'm that old. The spoofs of Jimmy Carter. Oh, even Gerald Ford. I was really young during that, but seeing Chevy Chase fall on the Christmas tree. You know, we seem to be very entertained by politics. And the media is great at making politics entertaining. I mean, look at me having a radio career. I thought I was going to go on air and just answer questions about medical health. Well, your prostate sounds large, Bob. You got a big prostate, Bob. You know, or Mary, it sounds like you need to douche. I mean, that's how I just imagined my show to be. And first week, I mean, actually, I should probably say first month, because I started at one station and then I started at a second station. You know, first month into it, what is Obama going to do with our healthcare system? You know, it was 2009, and that's what everybody wanted to know. So I started to talk about it, and I guess people found my take on what was going to happen with our healthcare system interesting. And here I am, what is it, 8 years later, 8, 9 years later? I started in 2009. So here we are, 8 years later, and still, I talk about politics just as much as anything else on my show, because this is what people want. This is what people want to hear. And it's frustrating. I mean, you know, how do we make something else entertaining? Well, the Hangover movies did a good job with it, you know, but of course they were kind of dirty. Ted, I thought Ted movies were excellent. La La Land, I haven't seen, but I guess musicals, not a lot of people are into musicals. Some people said they didn't like it. I haven't seen it yet. If the music's good, I'll like it. If the music isn't good and there's nothing I could sing to, I probably won't like it. So, you know, we try to go to these other things as an escape. But we just want to be current. And that's another thing that social media is doing to us. Okay? You can't say, I don't watch the news anymore. We used to do that. We used to say, you know what? Don't talk to me about news and politics. I don't care. I never get into those conversations. Okay, and then you can have a conversation about something else. But now everything on social media has to do with that. Oh, did you see what Trump did? Did you see what Hillary did? Oh, did you see what John Oliver said about this? Did you see what Alec Baldwin did on Saturday Night Live? So now, even the stars and things that we are supposed to go to as an escape are all over social media weighing in on politics because they know that's where the interest is. No wonder we're all stressed out. And, you know, people, we need to toughen up. Okay, we technically are not, this isn't wartime. And if we are this stressed out by such stupid stuff, what the hell is going to happen when the poop really hits the fan? I mean, imagine living in Israel where you're always being threatened that you're going to be wiped off the face of this earth. You know, I mean, you know, imagine if we were dealing with that threat. Yes, we are threatened, but not to the degree that other countries are. We need to start toughening up. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so herpes may be a trigger for autism. Herpes 2, genital herpes. Herpes 2 is of the herpes family, obviously. Herpes 1 is more commonly known for facial mouth sores. Even though you can have type 1 down in the genital area, you could have it on the skin where you got these little baby vesicles that last for about a week, go away. They kind of hurt, they itch. And you can't take an antibiotic, can't really do anything for it. It's a virus. It acts up and inflames, and then everything seems to die down. Herpes 2, which are genital herpes, are very similar, except they usually occur in the genital area. You can still get those on the mouth as well.
So they can cross-infect, but type 2 is usually the genital herpes. Genital herpes is pretty scary for women who are pregnant because herpes could really hurt the fetus. And now they're saying that herpes may be a cause of autism, not so much because of the virus, but because of the inflammatory process that occurs when a woman is fighting genital herpes. They say active infection with the virus in early pregnancy doubles the chance that a male fetus will develop autism spectrum disorder early in life. Researchers have found in studying one large Norwegian population. They say the finding does not mean that all pregnant women that have active genital herpes will give birth to an autistic child. But there may be a subset of women, maybe, you know, genetically predisposed, where the infection could possibly trigger the condition. So this is obviously a pretty, you know, important study. So population studies in the United States and other high-income countries put the prevalence of autism at 1 to 2%. They say there's higher rates for boys. The prevalence in U.S. boys right now is 1 in 42, or 2.4%. Using data from the Norway Autism Birth Cohort, the scientists led by a team at Columbia University identified 442 mothers of children with ASD and matched them with 464 mothers who gave birth to unaffected children of the same sex in the same month and year from 1999 to 2008. For all the women, blood samples were taken from mid-pregnancy and the time of birth. The researchers tested for samples of antibodies to five microbes that could unfortunately hurt the fetus: cytomegalovirus, Toxoplasma gondii, rubella, type 1 herpes, and type 2 herpes. They found high levels of antibody against type 2 herpes from the blood drawn at mid-pregnancy, indicating an active maternal infection several weeks earlier that associated with a double risk that a male boy would be diagnosed with autism. Girls, there were too few babies in the study to draw similar conclusions for girls. They say the other four microbes didn't seem to have an effect, so they think that maybe autism arises from a combination of genetic susceptibility and environmental triggers, and also suggests that this interaction happens in many cases during fetal life. So in this new paper, the researchers think that a subgroup of women is genetically predisposed to get this intense immune response to certain disease-causing organisms, let's say like herpes, and that the inflammatory molecules and antibodies generated by mom's vigorous immune system, as reported by ScienceMag.org, cross the placenta and then damage the fetal brain and affect them neurologically. So they're not saying it's so much herpes that hurts the fetal brain as much as it's the infectious immune response. You know, now, we don't know if flu could do it too. You know, we always tell pregnant women to get the flu shot because we want to make sure you don't get the flu while you're pregnant. But getting sick during pregnancy could be an issue. Now, you know, they have to study this. And, you know, this isn't that hard to study. You know, women that have children with autism, go back and see what was going on when they were pregnant. Now, older women are more prone to having an autistic child, people with autism in the family. I have four nieces and nephews on some level of the autism spectrum. There's definitely something genetic between mom or dad when that happens. They say fetal infection with herpes 2 is so serious that it could lead to miscarriages or stillbirth. In fact, if you have active herpes, if you're about to give birth, we do a C-section. We don't even want the baby exposed to the herpes. And, you know, it's frustrating because herpes is one of those sexually transmitted diseases that doesn't really kill mom or dad. You know, HIV can, right? HIV can kill if it turns into AIDS. HPV, human papillomavirus, can kill, right? Because it could turn to cancer, throat cancer, cervical cancer, penile cancer, anal cancer. So HPV can. Maybe somebody could die of a disseminated gonorrhea or a tertiary syphilis. But herpes was one of the STDs where nobody wanted to get it. But if you did get it, it was like, oh, okay, well, I guess who cares? You know, I mean, yeah, it's going to stink to try and date somebody, but if somebody else has herpes, then I don't have to worry about telling anybody. We both have herpes, and well, I'd like you still to tell them. But, you know, people are usually less concerned about herpes, not when it comes to a baby. When you are giving birth, that could really hurt the child. So, what does that mean? Well, obviously, we have to be a lot more aggressive about preventing herpes. STDs have definitely been on the rise. Now with social media and Tinder and Grindr and, you know, everything else out there, you know, people are hooking up more. You know, every movie, every TV show, somebody's having sex, and it's usually not married couples. Nobody wants to see married couples have sex. Everybody wants to see boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever. And so, you know, and it kind of stinks, you know, because my kids watch TV, you know, and, you know, they like to watch a lot of the shows that I watch, et cetera. Like Homeland. I'm like, oh, you guys probably want to see Homeland. This looks like it's good. No, because two people are having sex in the back of a car. All right, well, then fine. There, you know. So, I mean, you know, and all these, and, you know, maybe I'm old school or, you know, maybe I'm traditional. But it's, you know, I really think we're telling our youth that it's normal to have sex with somebody you barely met or you hook up with at a bar or you work with or you, and it's because that's what, you know, we find entertaining. You know, right now we watch a movie and I do this all the time with my husband. I go, those two are going to hook up. Those, like with House of Cards. House of Cards, I knew that Kevin Spacey's character was going to hook up with the Secret Service guy. I just had a feeling. You know, and so we do that now. Now we, and they did, you know, they had a threesome, I guess, in one of the episodes. By the way, when is the next House of Cards supposed to come out? I don't know, I want to see when that happens. But anyway, you know, this is what we're now used to. And so, you know, we're seeing a lot of issues with divorce, we're seeing a lot of issues with relationships, people unhappy with their relationships, because they want to see what we see in the movies. You know, I see a movie with Michael Fassbender, and I'm like, well, you know what? I could get that. I could get Michael Fassbender. No, I can't. Do you think Michael Fassbender is going to look at my stupid ass and want anything to do with me? No, of course not. But that's not how I feel, because I watch these movies where people like Adam Sandler get the girl, or, you know, girls like Claire Danes, who I don't really particularly think is that pretty, you know, can get one of the most famous POWs. And so you start to see that, and you go, well, wait a second here. You know, it looks like love is in the air for everybody, right? It'll happen to me. And you're in a relationship, the relationship's starting to get a little boring, you want to fall in love, you want to flirt, you want somebody to chase after you, and then you go on social media, and you start to flirt, and you try to find, and, you know, I'm seeing people do this. I'm seeing people, actively look for where they could start, you know, having fun and dabbling. And it just, I think it's completely causing a crumbling of, you know, relationship foundations. And, you know, how are we supposed to be raising our children in homes that are stable? You know, when you have multiple moms, multiple fathers, parents, divorcing or not staying together, you know, it's difficult. So, you know, we brought this on ourselves. We have a very chaotic sort of environment and family life, etc. And, you know, these STDs are becoming more rampant, so it's no surprise. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Snail venom may help for chronic pain. This is pretty cool. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you can do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So snail venom could possibly treat chronic pain. I didn't realize snails have that powerful of venom. But Conus regius, a predatory and venomous sea snail, has a capacity to paralyze its prey. And according to results of a study in the issues of Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences, the venom contains a compound that could be performed as a long-lasting pain relief.
According to BBC News, the findings implies that it might be possible to make a new pain treatment for patients who run out of alternatives. Most of the prescriptions for moderate to serious pain, obviously, we use are these opioids. And the opioids basically kind of mess with our brain to distract us and to make us not be aware of the pain as much. So basically the concept of our pain. Yet being able to cause a semi-paralytic effect, right, parasthetic effect of a nerve using a paralytic may be a possible way to go. According to BBC News, they say the findings, CDC stated that opioids are exceptionally addictive and 91 Americans pass away consistently from an opioid overdose. I'm wondering if they're saying per day. They say 91 Americans in what time frame. These medications are addictive because the compounds overstimulate the brain's reward system with dopamine. Dopamine prompts then dependence. So in this study, PhysOrg reported that the analyst found that a compound from the snail's venom called RG1A performs on a pain pathway in particular from that targeted by opioid drugs. So they used rat models, and the researcher demonstrated that alpha-9, alpha-10, nicotine acetylcholine receptors work as a pain pathway receptor, and this RGIA4 blocked it. So the compound works its way through the body, takes about 4 hours. Researchers found the advantage of the impact. They say the compound was still working 72 hours after the infusion and still presenting pain. The duration of the result, they say, may recommend that the snail compound has restorative effects in a few parts of the nervous system. So what they're going to start doing is looking at this more, seeing what we could do in humans. But, it makes sense. There's, pain, I don't think has to be as hard as it has been. I just think we haven't been concentrating on it as much as others, okay? We've been really concerned about heart disease and stroke, which is why we've been doing amazing with that. We've been also freaked out about cancer. We've been freaked out about HIV. I mean, look, HIV and having AIDS isn't a death sentence anymore. Yes, people can die of AIDS, but, what we have been able to do with medications and advancements has been phenomenal. We still have a way to go. But when it comes to pain, we had medicines to handle it. Yes, there were more and more procedures and some more tests, but I don't see advancements in pain and treatment of pain like we have with some of the other aspects to to the health system. And so now that there's this, boy, did this epidemic come upon us quickly. We've known that people were overdosing on medications. I had, worked in the ER. We had overdoses and we use naloxone to reverse it. And it's nothing foreign to us, but all of a sudden the news is covering it now. And we're finding out how many people are dying every day of a narcotic overdose. If that's really true, 91 Americans a day, that's a lot throughout the country. Almost 100 people a day are dying because of a narcotic overdose. And people are using the more powerful stuff, like fentanyl. Well, then we need to get our poop together. We cannot be, we cannot be losing people, right, for something that, we haven't, and we have the capability. We have the capability. There's so many paralytic agents. We have so many medications we use when it comes to sedation, et cetera. There are receptors. We know how pain works. All right. I think from a medical perspective, pain may be easier where it's easier to design something in terms of a blockade or an overstimulus. There, from a mechanical standpoint, I think there's a lot we can do. I just don't think we have enough discovered yet, and we haven't been putting the efforts, and now we have to. So whether we use a snail venom, whether we use a snake venom, I think they've been even looking at snake venom. If we look at what has been used in nature, again, we have to go back old school. The big problem is we keep going down one line, and if we figure to take a step back and go lateral, like with superbugs. Sometimes antibiotics may not be the trick. We may need to go to silver, or we may need to go to mammal's milk or something else. We may have to go back to what people have been using for years to fight infection before antibiotics. But with pain, same thing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So men, working out at the gym may lower your sex drive. Lower your sex drive. A study surveyed 1,000 active men who ran, walked, swam, lifted weights, or biked, and quizzed them about their workout habits and sexual behavior. The men were categorized on whether they had short or long workouts, and if these workouts were long, moderate, and intense. Then their desire for sex was categorized into high, moderate, or low libido. The research found those who had a low-intensity workout were 7 times more likely to have a higher sex drive than those who had a high-intensity workout. It also found those who exercised for a shorter amount of time had a higher sex drive. Professor of exercise physiology and lead researcher Anthony Hackney said there was a tipping point in which exercise started to ruin your life. Anthony pointed specifically to women being asked more frequently about fertility and exercise when trying to conceive. Fertility specialists will often ask a woman about whether and how much she exercises. And so sometimes too much exercise could prevent fertility. Why? Because you have less estrogen, circulating hormone, less fat. So using up all your fat stores, unfortunately, could affect your sex drive. And, you know, men who work out very vigorously will have low body fat. You know, I think they look very sexy, but they may not be as sexually turned on by me, which is rare, but it happens. So, very intense workout. We got to be careful. Now, fruits and vegetables. Remember they were saying we need 5 to 9? Now they're upping it to 10. Eating fruits and vegetables 10 portions a day may give us longer lives. According to the study from the Imperial College of London, boy, a lot of studies coming out of England. They calculated eating habits that could prevent 7.8 million premature deaths each year. The team identified specific fruits and vegetables that reduce the risk of cancer and heart disease. The analysis showed even small amounts worked, but obviously more is better. So they looked at a 3-ounce or 80-gram serving of fruits or vegetables, which would be like a small banana, a pear, 3 big tablespoons of spinach or peas, and the conclusions were made by pooling data on 95 separate studies involving 2 million people's eating habits. They found lower risk of cancer were linked to eating green vegetables like spinach, yellow vegetables, peppers, cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, and lower risk of heart disease and strokes were linked to eating apples, pears, citrus fruits, salads, green leafy vegetables, and cruciferous vegetables. So 8 to 10 portions a day is just the minimum. They want 10. So how do you get the vegetables in you? Well, maybe, you know, if you eat an omelet, put some spinach in there. You know, I went to Olive Garden the other day. Oh, this was so exciting. I went to Olive Garden, and they have pesto sauce now. And not the creamy pesto. We're talking the yummy, more dry pesto. So I told them to throw some spinach in there, because I wanted to make it super green. I don't know what health benefits pesto has, but I definitely wanted some spinach in that baby. That's how you get it. You got to stick spinach or some vegetable in there. Smoothie, that works too. But we got to cut our cancer risk and heart disease. 1-877-DR-BELLY. Don't go away.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.